Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. I'm your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's topic is about being more productive with more time to care, and we're speaking to Andrew Parr of the OMTA. Tonight's seminar is part of a series, More Productive, More Time to Care, produced by Don Dillon, and you can hear replays of the shows by visiting www.massagetherapyradio.com. Our co-host tonight is Jim Smythe. Jim Smythe is a longtime massage therapist and is the author of a new book called Find and Keep Great Associates. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. It's a pleasure to be here. And I want to congratulate you on putting this series of seminars together. Therapists and technology are like oil and water. You know, we get together and then we separate, and then we get together and we separate. So it's a difficult thing to embrace. So I think this is a great series that you brought together.
Good. Well, thank you, Jim. We're going to introduce our very special guest in a moment, but I wonder if you could just take a moment to tell our listeners tonight how they can send in their questions via our live conference tonight.
Absolutely. You just go to the broadcast page, and there's a small box there with questions and answers on it, and you just type in your questions and then just press the submit button. And we'll take as many questions
Welcome
as we can handle.
Please click on one of the webcast links.
There we are. So there's a Q and answer box sitting on the broadcast page. Just submit your questions there, and we will respond to as many as we can. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, Jim. Tonight we're discussing how a professional association can improve their service delivery via technology. And we're speaking to Andrew Parr, Executive Director and CEO of the OMTA. The Ontario Massage Therapists Association has, over the past 6 years, invested both human and financial resources in technology designed to improve the services it offers to massage therapists, as well to improve the access to the profession, or the profession has to information, knowledge, and the community of RMTs. Andrew Parr will address the OMTA's technological approach, why it has been developed the way it has, and where it may be going in the future. Andrew Parr is the Executive Director and CEO of the Ontario Massage Therapists Association, a position he has held for the past 6 years. He has been in the association management profession for the past 15 years and has worked as the Executive Director of several national associations and charitable organizations. Prior to joining this profession, Andrew spent 7 years with the Ontario Ministry of Health in various program and management positions. Andrew Parr, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. It's a pleasure to be here.
Andrew, I've been an OMTA member since 1990, and I have to say over the past 6 years that you have been involved, both yourself as well as your team, with the OMTA in a management position, I can't tell you how much improved both the delivery of information and also the quality and quantity of information that OMTA members receive now compared to the past. You've really been doing a good job.
Well, thank you, Don. That's very kind.
I'm wondering if you've had, I know the OMTA has offered a variety of courses, one even on computer literacy to help their members embrace technology. And this series of courses is geared to helping massage therapists reach out and use technology to save themselves time, energy, and money. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you've had in bringing, utilizing technology? Are RMTs embracing this technology? And if they're not, why do you think they're not?
I think that massage therapists in Ontario are slowly embracing technology. Certainly in the time frame that I've been working with the association, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of individuals and both members and non-members who are accessing the resources that we make available online. It doesn't happen overnight. It's certainly taken some time to grow. But I think what we're seeing increasingly is that perhaps kicking and screaming, many massage therapists are being brought into the technological world, both not only because of activities such as we might do in the association, but really more what's happening in the within the profession itself and the profession's interaction with other organizations, in particular third-party payers. So I think they are embracing the technology. I think there are a number of barriers that they're facing to that technology and to being able to embrace it. But I think over time, we've seen people, it's starting to really catch on, I think. And I think it's something that we've seen people really putting an effort into more recently.
Can you share with us some of the obstacles that members have personally shared with you as to their ability to access information utilizing technology?
I think that the number one barrier that I hear in speaking to people is fear. People are afraid of technology and what it means. There's a real ignorance, and I mean that in its technical sense, in terms of people don't understand the technology, so they're reticent to really embrace it and to get involved with it. They don't really know how it's going to work, and so they're afraid to make that jump into it. Add to that they'll speak with other people, and as many stories as you'll hear that people have had great experiences, you'll hear many, many more of people who have had that terrible thing happen with a computer or with accessing information on the internet or email, and these things are going to happen because technology's not certain. But I think that really does lend this sense of fear for people in terms of wanting to and being able to access it. I think another barrier is obviously cost. It's not always cheap. And if you look at whether we're talking about accessing the OMTA website, or you're talking about doing paying and getting your payments for WSIB through the internet and all the submission of bills, and even in auto insurance, AHCAI, where they brought online for at least a short period of time online information submission. The issue really is, how much is it going to cost to get myself organized? And you've got computer, you've got internet access, you've got your own individual training. And so I think cost is a real barrier for people as well. Very closely related to that, Dawn, is time. Whenever you have a therapist who has to, you're asking to put time into something, time is essentially income for them, and people have to put and plan that there's going to be some time where they're going to spend away from their clients and look at their own infrastructure and look at their technology. And it's not easy to find blocks of time for most massage therapists. They're working very hard out there today trying to make sure that their practice is growing and that they're providing the service that they can and will and want to their clients. So it's a real challenge for them. For some, they don't see the immediate benefit of technology. It seems like one more thing to do, and the return is not immediate for them, and they just don't see why they might invest both the time, the money, in order to make that happen. And I think the last one would be a knowledge and understanding of how the technology works and what it can do for them and how it can benefit them.
Do you think, Andrew, that since massage therapists tend to be very kinesthetic learners, that the you mentioned time, not only the quality of information, but the sheer quantity. I mean, we're talking about learning how to use technology to bill for workers' compensation cases, auto insurance cases, keeping up with college regulations. It seems to me like there's a great deal of or quantity of information, and would you say that a lot of therapists are afraid of how to be able to assimilate that properly?
I think to a certain degree, I think you get into a situation where you've got information overload. You go onto the internet and you do a Google search on any topic, and you get so much information back that you then need to begin to figure out what is the best way to filter through that information. Information you get via the internet or through technology is not always 100% guaranteed. So you've got to be very astute at which sites you go to find information and which sites you can rely on. But it is certainly something that you pick up over time, and you rely on colleagues and people like your association to help you with that filtering process.
Well, let's talk about the OMTA in particular. I know you had shared with me that the OMTA quite graciously shares resources with a number of executive directors and other professional associations to help them utilize technology and bring their members up to speed and sharing information and integrating a lot of the new processes that need to happen. Can you tell us about some of the initiatives that you've taken with the OMTA utilizing technology to be able to improve services to OMTA members?
Sure. We've done a number of different things to try to make both the access to information and the interaction between the association office and the membership easier, more streamlined. And I think the biggest thing that we've done is to bring online purchasing of information or of products, and certainly online membership renewals and purchasing of membership and insurance. Because again, time is money for therapists, and when you go online, people get to access that kind of function on their time, not necessarily between 8 and 4 or 9 and 5 when an office might be open. I think a lot of what we've been trying to make available to people is information and tools, information related to the practice of massage therapy, information about what's going on and affecting the profession. Just today we've sent out a broadcast update to as many people as we have a contact with in terms of the profession about what's going on in auto insurance. So the ability for, with the use of technology, for us to keep the profession informed on what's going on, I think that's really quite critical. So there's the information, there's education through the various publications that we put online on the OMTA website. And then we have, I think, what is a real understated benefit, which is the ability to link up with other members of the profession. We've developed and launched discussion forums on the OMTA website where members can reach out to other members, and we've seen them helping one another. We've seen them giving advice and answering questions, and just the ability to create a community of massage therapists, I think, is a huge opportunity that technology brings. In a day and time where people don't always have a whole lot of extra time available to them and can't get in the car and go out and meet with local groups. So I think that's a huge opportunity for people. We've provided a number of different tools on the OMTA website, places where you can go download. Now, for example, our schedule of services and our fee guideline is available electronically on the website. So again, you don't have to wait for something to be delivered to you in the mail. You can get current information by logging onto the website and simply downloading that locally and printing it off if you need to do that. So I think really it's about, for us anyway, it's about access to information, both about where the profession is today, but also information that helps you be a better massage therapist, to be the best massage therapist that you can be.
I think that something that I've noticed particularly in the last number of years is really that creation of a two-way communication. A lot of the information seemed to come from the top down previously. And as you mentioned, a lot of therapists working in isolation, small practices, maybe from home, and they're not communicating very much, and that stumps the growth of the profession. And so I know the OMTA has initiated community groups, forums, where you can discuss particular topics and go for resources, and they seem to be well utilized, aren't they? I mean, a lot of people are taking advantage of utilizing those forums.
Well, the discussion forums are used quite heavily, and we've seen a lot of people who go there quite regularly because they want to provide help to other massage therapists. It's probably as close as you could get to a mentoring kind of program without launching a formal program, where you have massage therapists, and we see there's newer massage therapists who are interacting with what we'll call the seasoned veterans, the people who've been around for a while and understand the ins and outs of the environment and the role, and so we see them linking up. But Don, you've actually hit on something that is perhaps an area where we feel we need to do more work, which is the opportunity to bring information back to us and to communicate directly between the board of directors, for example, and the profession, but also the association office staff and the membership and the profession. We're looking at ways that we can actually develop functionality where people can go and simply type in questions and information on the website, and it comes back to us, and we can create a bit more of an interactive kind of approach, sort of what we call in the industry Web 2.0 functions, and how do we work collaboratively as opposed to as separate functions. So it is an area that we're looking at and that we'd like to bring in, again, more opportunities for the profession to interact with not only, we'll say, the OMTA, both the volunteer bases, the board of directors, the leadership, as well as the office staff.
excellent idea, collaboration of brains from all over the industry who can get together and make things, come up with ideas and make things move faster.
Well, in today's world, I think it's anybody who believes that they have all the answers is probably fooling themselves. And I'm going to be the first person to say I don't have all the answers. But I think among the 2,200 active members of the association, I think we can find the people who have all or part of the answers, and we'll pull them together. But I think that's the critical piece is no one's on the lam here to say this is how it's done. It's about collaboration and discussion and conversation, and together we'll work it out for you and make it happen.
Very good. I'm going to defer here for a moment and bring in our co-host Jim Smythe. And Jim, do you have any questions you'd like to pose to Andrew while we have him as a guest tonight?
Well, before I pose a question or two, I'd just like to remind everybody that they can submit their questions in the question and answer box on the broadcast page. Now, Andrew, I have a not really a question from an outside member. He's just saying that he's really looking forward to the work that you're doing, and he's looking forward to coming back to the association. So it sounds like you're doing some stuff to start to attract those people outside of the OMPA. Is that one of your main goals?
I think without a doubt that there are the OMPA has been around as an organization for over 70 years, and it's had a long and at times varied history, and I think the OMTA is the board, the staff are the first to acknowledge that. We also acknowledge that we've always not necessarily been perfect, but for us, I think the key is to work together to find what are the issues that are facing the profession. Our board has given us great leadership in terms of where they see the association going and how they see us having a huge impact on the profession in the future. We invite people who are both new RMTs and long-serving RMTs who are not currently members to call us to come in to look what we're trying to do. And I think together, the stronger we are, the larger the voice, the more we can have a greater impact more quickly. So that kind of comment, I'm thrilled to hear that, and I invite anybody out there that's listening that is interested in having an opportunity to chat with me or any member of our board about what's going on and where we're going, we invite them to do that because our only limitation is our ability to reach out and to touch people, whether that's one-on-one or in groups.
That sounds excellent. Do the outsiders have access to the website, and can they contact you through the website?
They certainly can, and that's an interesting thing, and I'm really glad that you raised that. The only when one goes to our website, one sees what you would see if you were just any member of the public. But as a registered massage therapist, you can actually go online and create a profile for yourself, and all you need to have is a valid college registration number. It doesn't cost anybody any money whatsoever, and it's not an opportunity for us to try to recruit people for membership. It does give us an opportunity to stream information to you if you're an RMT and not a member. If you go online and you register, you get access to more information in terms of our resource library. If you provide an email address, we will send out email blasts like we did today about auto insurance, and that information will come to you. You get access to our job and space listing service, which I think is a huge opportunity for people to expand their practices. People may not realize that we get upwards of 65 and 70 new listings every single month, and so there's opportunity. Massage therapists are in demand out there today, and in fact, what we hear is we want more RMTs, members and non-members, to go to our website to look at the job listing service and to see what's available, what are the opportunities, and take advantage of those opportunities, because I think it's really important to the profession. And, you know, really that's partly what the OMCHA has really moved to now under this our current board and its leadership. We do believe very much in providing service and benefits to our members, but we also recognize that we have a responsibility to the profession on a whole to work to the benefit of everybody.
So your ultimate goal is connect with all of the RMTs.
I'd love to connect with every RMT, and any RMT can give us a call. I think almost on a daily basis I talk to one or two people who are not members, and I think we surprise them because, you know, membership isn't the only determinant on which we can try to help people. It's really what can we do and how can we help you and how can we make your life more productive as an RMT and let you be better at what you're doing. It's a great profession. It's a healthy profession. But we all know that we each individually have things that we can do more, and if only we had the resources to do it.
Now, I know you offer a lot of training courses. Have you been considering moving into the technology side of training? Because that is an area that most therapists are weak in.
It is, and it's an interesting conundrum for us because when, again, we look at the profession, and we estimate right now that about 65% of the profession are able to deal with questions, information, and education even on an online basis. What we've heard from the profession in our discussions to date has been that they would like inexpensive education as close to home as possible. And we like to sometimes joke that we'd like to take a seminar and run it in everybody's clinic or in their basement so that they have access to it. Clearly, the best way to get information and training to people on a one-on-one basis is through technology. And the answer is we would like to, and we are going to be looking at how we can deliver some of the education and information seminars that we do online. It is also a huge investment in terms of resources for any organization to develop online learning, but we're looking to opportunities in the near future to partner with existing organizations and again, work in collaboration on existing platforms that might help us deliver it cost-effectively to the profession. So it is an area in which we're going. It's also education on a whole is an area that the association is absolutely going to be seeing a lot more activity from the OMTA on in the next several years.
Would that include like time management training as well? Because that seems to be a big factor for massage therapists. They need to work, and so time for training is like, well, monitoring your time becomes a real problem. So
monitoring
your
time. It's interesting because I'll be honest with you, I've not actually thought of it in that context. So I think you've raised an interesting idea for me, and I had not thought of it as a time management function. But certainly there is a great deal of opportunity to bring some time management skills to bear for anybody. I personally could probably benefit from them as well. So I think that we could easily develop training in the area of time management. So that's an interesting idea. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I know time management has been a big factor for me. I run into it all the time, trying to manage a clinic and moving back and forth between some other responsibilities. At this point, I think we're moving on in time, so I'm going to turn the floor back over to my host, Don.
Thanks very much, Jim. I'm just looking at the OMTA website, and for any of our listeners, if you go to the broadcast page, you'll see a large button that says Visit the OMTA, and you'll be able to go directly to the OMTA website. And as Andrew says, if you're a massage therapist and not an OMTA member, there is an opportunity to register yourself to have access to some of the information that members benefit from. Andrew, I wonder if we could talk about, just as we've got about 6 minutes left, and just talk about some of the ways that the OMTA is using technology. You've mentioned a few of them already, the job and space locator or RMT find for individuals from the public that are looking for massage therapists in their area. Jim talked about education workshops as well. Now, you also, on the website, you've got an RSS feed that you were telling me you were very excited about. And also, I know I really appreciate as a member the Friday File. Can you speak to those two initiatives?
Sure. The Friday File is our weekly news digest that we send out right now to all OMTA members with email address. We also, for those members who don't have an email address, we collect the information on a monthly basis and send it out in a printed form so that members who don't have access to email will still hear all of the news, but perhaps not as timely as if you had email. The Friday File is a huge opportunity for us, and it's the kind of thing that we backed into it. It seemed like, well, we wanted to be more communicative with people. We wanted to be able to give them information, but we know that time is a pressure for them, so we created a news digest. It's really basically headlines and a quick synopsis of what's going on and then a link back to the website. It has proven for us to be one of the most successful programs that we've offered, and I base that success based on the feedback that we're hearing from members who just who love it and who, if we miss a week by some chance, let us know that we seem to have missed out on it. So we think that that's great, and it's a great opportunity for us to communicate with people. And it is really about what's happening. It's what is current, and in a given week, you're just hearing what it is that we're doing in the association, or what's going on out there in the world for us. And it's interesting because the RSS feed, which you mentioned, which is really simple syndication, is a completely, I'll say, diametrically opposed functionality than in the email, the Friday file. Friday file is essentially what's called pull technology. You as an individual open up your email and it pulls in all of the information via your service provider, and you get that information into your inbox. I send an email out and you receive it on when you start your programming. But what we really like about the RSS feed is its ability to push information to people. So if you go to the OMTA website and you want to know what have we done there that's new, normally you'd have to hunt around and look through all of the pages. And it won't take long if you look around. It's a massive website. It's got so much information on it that even we have difficulty from time to time remembering where we've put information. So it can be challenging, and we really do understand that, but it's based on what we're trying to convey. The RSS feed gives us an opportunity for us to tell users, in fact, what's new, what's important for you to come and to look at. And you can do that through an RSS feed because no one actually has to come to the website. If you subscribe to an RSS feed, your internet browser, without ever having to come to the OMTA website, will tell you what the new features are, what's happened, what's been added, because we push that information to your desktop or to your handheld device or to any other capacity that you have to read the RSS feed system. It's a very innovative way for us to say to people, listen, this is where you need to go. This is what you need to see, and it's going to give you the most current information. So today, for example, when I put some new information up on the website, one of the things that I did immediately was to drop out a headline into the RSS feed system. Someone sitting at their desktop, not even on the OMTA website, would have seen their RSS feed update and know instantly that the OMTA had put something new. They would see the headline and the paragraph that describes it, and if they found it of interest, they'd go to the website, log in, and read the whole story. I think that's the benefit of RSS feed. It pushes to someone's desktop. It makes it easier to understand and to see what's going on. It saves a lot of time than having to hunt around to see what's new on a website.
That's a great initiative. Andrew, we've got just a few minutes left. I'm wondering, we have an international audience, and I'm wondering, so many, estimated 250,000 therapists in the United States, and I don't think we even have an estimate in Canada, but would there be some advice you would give to massage therapists or practitioners out there who maybe aren't members of their professional association, something you'd like to take away about why they should consider being a member of their professional association?
Sure. Whether it's the OMTA or any of our partner associations across Canada or in any of the states in the United States and internationally, a professional association is limited by it's simply limited by its resources. In today's world, as every therapist knows, it's about how much income you have, about how much disposable income you have, how much you can invest in various activities. There is so much every single day that I know we would like to do and how much more we could do, and it really is based on resources. In a professional association, those resources come simply from membership. And so I really do encourage people to take another look at their professional association, think about what more they might do if we were one single unified voice of the profession. How could we do so much more? How can we get involved? We involve in the OMTA volunteers on a regular basis, and it's a huge resource for us. It helps us out considerably, and really, associations try very hard to do what they can with very limited resources in a very tight environment fiscally. So if you can join, think about ways that helps out your whole profession. Think on the whole, and I know that the associations out there can do so much more if only the resources were available to them.
Excellent piece of advice. Thank you, Andrew. I want to remind our listeners to visit the OMTA. There's a large button on the broadcast page that will take you directly to the OMTA site, and if you're not an OMTA member, you can sign up and get some access to some of the varied information that the OMTA offers. I'd also like to draw your attention to the links below the large button that you can listen to replays of this show and any show by visiting Massage Therapy Radio. You can also send your feedback to me. I'd love to hear from you about how you're enjoying this technology series, and that's the very second link below. And we have another broadcast this evening that starts at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in about 15 minutes, I hope you'll join us with Jim Shedden from Massage Manager Software for that show. I'd like to thank Andrew Parr, Executive Director of the OMTA, for joining us. Andrew, you provided an excellent bit of information, and I think people are, if they're not a member of their association, they're certainly considerate. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Don, very much. I appreciate it.
And I want to thank my wonderful and gracious co-host, as always, Jim Smythe. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Don.
And, of course, I want to thank all of you out there tonight listening on Massage Therapy Radio. I hope you'll join us for the next show. And good night.